Well, we're visiting today with some of the tops of the class of 2012 from AHST High School. We've got three seniors we're going to visit with today, and we're going to start with
Todd Schmidt.
Todd, tell us about your family.
I have a family of five. I have two brothers named Greg and Nolan, and my parents are Pete and Dee Schmidt.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the coursework that you were able to enjoy here at AHST. What'd you like?
I really liked math. I had a lot of really good teachers for math, which actually inspired to be my major in college.
Okay. What about teachers? Are there any teachers that really had an impact on you that years from now you'll probably still be thinking about, talking about?
I really like Mr. Weta my sophomore year. He was walking encyclopedia. He made a really good impact on my study habits and stuff like that. And another good teacher of mine was Mrs. Hauser. She's our high school math teacher, and she taught me a lot of stuff.
Okay, very good. Well, talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. I know you've been busy.
Let's see. I played basketball and golf my all 4 years of high school. I played football and baseball in my early years. I'm on student council all 4 years of my high school. And in the community, I'm really involved in my church. I work at the grocery store in town, so I get around town a lot.
Okay, so you see a lot of faces during the course of. Do you have a favorite amongst all those things?
Nothing in particular. Just everything combined kind of makes up what I like.
Okay. Do you like accomplishing things with other people? Sounds like a lot of the things you're talking about, whether it be student council or different sports activities, are kind of as groups, as teams.
Most of my activities have been team-based, and I've really learned to work with others, and you have to learn to cooperate with others in high school a lot. So it's helped me a lot for the future, learning how to work with others, and yeah.
Okay. Well, what's next for you then? What's going to happen this fall for you?
This fall I'll be going to the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, and I'll be majoring in mathematics.
Okay. Why'd you choose USD?
USD is a great place for a small town guy like me, but they're still like a Division I school. They've got about 10,000 students, which is about the right size for me. Their campus is relatively simple to get down, and it's just got a big feel, except I still feel at home. Another reason is that both of my brothers, older brothers, go there, and they've been there for a couple years now, so I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at.
Major in mathematics. What are you going to use that to do later on?
I'm not sure. After a couple of years of study, I'm pretty sure I'll know if I want to be maybe an actuary, someone who works with statistics, interesting stuff like that.
All interesting stuff. All right. Well, any idea where you see yourself 10 years from now?
I could probably see myself in graduate school still. I'm not sure if I want to go get like my doctorate in math or anything like that, but it sounds pretty exciting now, but I don't know, 10 years down the road. But I'm going to try to see myself being happy 10 years. I don't know where I'll be, but hopefully I'll be happy.
Okay. Well, we hope you are too. Give those eighth graders some advice before they start high school.
Well, high school is all about working hard, but you still got to pick up all the lessons besides classwork. Like, there's a ton of stuff you pick up about what person you should be, what you should and shouldn't do. Just all that stuff, you've got to pick that up along the way and use your experiences to help you in the future.
All right, very good. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that very much. Good luck to you. Okay, who's next?
Ben Jacobson.
Okay, Ben, tell us about your family.
I've got a family of five. Parents are divorced, so I've got a few parents to sort through. I've got my dad, Dan Jacobson, and his new wife, Mary Greenlee, my mom, Sally Jacobson, and husband, Nick Nelson. And I have a brother, Davis, and a sister, Hannah.
Okay. Talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy here at AHST?
The classes that I like the most are probably math and sciences. I would like to learn a lot of new things in science and basically how things work is what interests me.
You have an analytical brain then?
I think so, yeah.
Does it come easy for you or do you work hard at it?
It comes pretty easy for me. I don't really have to study too much to do well in school, but I do enjoy it. So.
Okay. Well, talk about teachers. 10 years from now, say at a class reunion, who are you and your buddies going to still be talking about?
Teachers, let's see. I think my most favorite teacher would have to be Mr. Ross. He was a pretty big impact on how well a teacher should look in the classroom, and he gave me a good idea of what I should look for in a teacher. So I really liked him a lot.
What should you look for in a teacher then, since you brought it up?
I think you should look for somebody who is trying to give you the most information in the best manner, basically.
Okay. All right, very good. Talk about your extracurricular activities.
Well, I play a lot of sports. I've been in football, golf, track, baseball, wrestling. Let's see. Actually, I only wrestled 1 year, but now I did the WTV filming during the winter, so that kind of took my spot. So usually I'm busy all year round with sports.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is probably have to be golf, although I did track this year just because I'm getting ready, getting in shape for the academy.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future then. What's next for you, or did you already answer that question?
I pretty much just answered it. What's next for me is I'm going to the United States Naval Academy to major in mechanical engineering.
Okay. Why'd you choose this path?
Well, it was kind of a hard one. I didn't really know until sophomore year, until my dad kind of opened up the door for me. Mm-hmm. I looked it up and saw that it'd be a great way to do something special with my life, and I took advantage of it and went for it. So.
Well, it's not a path that you're going to find a lot of students around here decide to take. Was it a tough decision for you?
It wasn't really hard for me. I decided I want to do something great, and I went for it. So.
Okay, very good. Well, where do you see yourself, say, 10 years down the road?
Well, I'd like to spend my 20 years in service, so I could see myself as a naval officer.
Mm-hmm. When did you start thinking about this?
I was around sophomore year, so, I mean, it's pretty late in my career, but once I figured it out, I went straight for it. So.
Well, some people, when they get the opportunity to do that, they figure that they're probably going to go through their commitment mm-hmm. and then see where it goes from there. But you're already planning further down the road.
Right. I plan on going for my 4 years of school, and then we'll see how my 4 years of service goes, and then I'll go from there.
Okay. Do you have family members who have served or pushed in that direction?
My grandpa was in the Navy, but he was drafted. So, I mean, it wasn't anything that was like everybody does it in my family, but...
Very good. New experience to talk to folks about then, too. Well, talk a little bit about those eighth graders then. What advice would you want to give them?
I'll keep it short. Eighth graders, do your homework and learn as much as you can. Homework's a big thing. If you can go home and do that and focus on that, you'll learn a lot.
All right, Ben. Thank you very much. Congratulations on your tasks so far. All right, who's next?
Helen Johnson.
Okay. Helen, tell us about your family.
I live with my dad, Mike Johnson, and I have a sister, Lisa, and my mom and stepdad are John and Stacy Stanton, and I have a little brother, Zach.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about schoolwork. What'd you enjoy?
I enjoy sciences and anatomy and physiology type stuff.
Okay. Boy, we got a bunch of brainiacs in here today. I can't imagine. Everybody likes these hard classes. Were you always the type of student that was kind of driven for a challenge?
Yeah, I always like to challenge myself and get things done.
Do things come easy for you, or do you work hard at it, or a little of both?
Depends on the subject. Sciences, it kind of comes easy, but then there's some things that I have to work harder at.
Okay. Talk about teachers then. Who's left their mark? Who are you going to be thinking about years from now that really helped you, point you in the right direction?
Well, since I really like A&P, Mrs. Scheffler drove me to learn a lot about it, memorizing everything, and social stay in my mind,
okay.
I guess.
All right. You know, some people look at smaller school districts in Iowa and think, gee whiz, the kids aren't really getting that big an opportunity because they don't have all the class offerings and things like they do in the big cities. You would disagree with that?
I would, yes, because we have a lot of online classes, college classes, and AP classes that we can take, and we have pretty much the same type of schooling as any other school.
Do you find that maybe in a small school like this you get a little bit more direct attention from teachers?
Yeah, I think the one-on-one time is better. You can ask a question, they'll come in before and after school, and they don't have as many kids to help.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
I've done volleyball and basketball cheerleading and football cheerleading, and I'm on student council, class representatives all 4 years. I'm in LYO through the Lutheran Church here in town, and we do a lot of activities through that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite of all those things?
Volleyball. I like volleyball.
Okay. Well, I asked Todd earlier, do you like things where you're doing things as a team, as a group?
Yeah, I do. I think it's more of an opportunity to get to know other people okay. and work together.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about your future then. What's up this fall?
I'm also going to the University of South Dakota, and I'm going to major in nursing. And then after that four-year program, I'll come back around here somewhere and get my master's degree to be a nurse practitioner.
Okay. How long have you wanted to do that for a living?
Oh, probably since eighth grade or so. It's been a while.
Is there someone that kind of pointed you in that direction, or is it just something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I babysat for the local PA, and she kind of told me about the medical program, and it really interested me. So I tried that, and I think that's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay. Why USD?
Well, I went to some bigger campuses, didn't like it so much. I went to a smaller one, and I didn't like the size of that. I think just the size and the program, the new program they have up there, it'll be good for me.
Okay. Good. Well, give those, before we talk about the eighth graders, 10 years from now, where do you see yourself? You said you'd like to come back here close. Has that always been something that's been in your mind?
Yeah, maybe not exactly Avoca, but one of these towns around here. Somewhere, go work in the city, I don't know. Okay. Hopefully have my degree by then.
All right. Give the eighth grade. Oh, I hope so. give the eighth graders some advice.
I would say do your homework and get good grades from the beginning, because if you're not doing your homework freshman year, you're not going to be able to get in the top of your class and have the overall GPA that you want when you're a senior.
Okay. Don't dig yourself a big hole.
Yep.
Very good, Helen. Thank you very much. And thank you to all of you. Appreciate it very much. Todd and Ben and Helen, they're some of the tops of the class of 2012 at AHST High School.